On Wednesdays, if you've been listening to us for the last little bit, you know that we like to focus on mental health issues. We call it Wellness Wednesday. And our great friends over at the Royal always provide us, Lee, with a terrific guest, an expert in this field, to help us navigate some of the issues as it pertains to mental health. And we want to talk a little bit today about PTSD. And for some of our listeners who are maybe not familiar with it, or maybe you're concerned that you or a loved one or a colleague or a friend is dealing with it, we're going to help you out here. So we're very pleased to be joined on this Wellness Wednesday by Dr. Rebecca Gomez, who is a psychiatrist at the Royal's Operational Stress Injury Clinic here in Ottawa. Good afternoon, Dr. Gomez. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. And also for helping to shed some light on such an important topic.
Well, we appreciate it, and it is our pleasure to do so, because I think you're right. It's an important topic, and it's one that we're just trying to nudge that conversation a little bit further with the platform that we have. So let me ask you this kind of a very broad question, because I think everybody has their own preconceived notions of what PTSD is. So Could you maybe walk us through what, in your estimation, is actually considered PTSD?
Yeah, absolutely. So PTSD is a response to a traumatic event that for some reason our brain can't process in the regular way. So it's important to know that the most common response to trauma is feeling distressed after the event and then recovering in a relatively short amount of time. But when the symptoms last for more than a month and they prevent us from functioning normally, we call it PTSD. Another important thing to keep in mind is that trauma is subjective. So something that's traumatic to one person may not be to another person.
Well, and I think sometimes that we all feel like everyone's been through something and that they've all had happen to us that, okay, well, we should be able to deal with this. And we kind of wonder why we're not able to do so maybe as quickly as others. So identifying some of the symptoms, either in yourself or somebody you care about, how do you go about doing that?
Well, it's really important to identify symptoms, right? So we know that we wonder if there's something going wrong. So, I mean, first and foremost is being exposed to a traumatic event, and whether that means experiencing it yourself or witnessing it, learning that it's happened to someone close to you, or being repeatedly exposed to details of a trauma. So think like first responders. There are four main categories of PTSD symptoms. The first one is symptoms that cause us to re-experience a trauma, like nightmares, when we relive parts of the trauma during our sleep, often waking up panicked and sweaty. Thoughts about the events that pop into our head during the daytime, or flashbacks that make us feel like we're right there experiencing it again. In my line of work, the sound of military helicopters is a common trigger for veterans, and it certainly can cause them to relive trauma that they experience overseas. The second symptom group is avoidance. This is a big one, and that can be avoidance of thoughts, feelings, people, places, situations that remind us of the trauma. And in a lot of cases, this avoidance is what prevents people from recognizing their symptoms as being PTSD, because they're subconsciously trying to push the trauma into the back of their mind. And important to note that it's not uncommon for people to use alcohol to keep their mind from going back to the trauma. So a lot of people struggle with substance use in that case. The third is having negative thoughts about yourself or the world, being unable to feel happy or to have feelings of guilt or shame that won't go away. And then the fourth category is hyperarousal. This is the one that we often see in movies or TV shows and includes things like feeling jittery or jumpy, especially around loud noises, being irritable and having anger outbursts, or being overly aware of our surroundings and always being on the lookout for danger. An extremely common example that I hear is for someone with PTSD who's trying to, let's say, eat out at a restaurant or go to a sports game, to be sitting with their back against the wall, being aware of all the exits, counting people in the vicinity, and constantly scanning for threats. Thankfully, less commonly, some people are bound to their basements because regular sounds, light, and activities are too stimulating and uncomfortable to bear.
Dr. Rebecca Gomez, our guest here on The Drive on this Wellness Wednesday. We're talking a little bit about PTSD. We want to educate ourselves and our listeners on this topic as we continue on here on a Wellness Wednesday. So I guess one of the questions that somebody like me who is not an expert by any stretch on this particular topic would be, like, does everybody who has something traumatic, and I'm going to use a car accident as a very relatable example for a lot of people, have been in either minor or significant car accidents. And then there's a feeling of, I don't want to get behind the wheel, or the sound of tires screeching brings something back. So does everybody who's been in a car accident experience PTSD to some extent, or is that a false narrative?
So thankfully not. So no is the answer to that. Because like you described, many of us, at least probably around 70% of us, will experience some form of traumatic event in our lifetime, and we won't develop PTSD.
So if you recognize that there are, you know, symptoms, or you recognize irregularities with people that you care about and love, what is the next step? Like, what, how do you kind of broach that as far as, you know, with them, and then trying to have some form of treatment to be able to help?
That's a great question. So first things first, we have to all know that we don't have to suffer and that there are treatments that work. And we definitely don't need to do it alone. It's a team effort. And the team always includes family, friends, you know, a therapist, and usually a doctor. And I mean, to use football terms, we have to kind of get in the mindset of having our team run interference for us, because there's a slim chance that we're going to get into the end zone on our own. You know, even if you're Andrew Harris or Adrian Peterson, you need your team. So all that aside, saying, you know, sometimes bringing up any changes in behavior or avoidance or things with a loved one or a friend, in kind of the most gentle, compassionate way, can be helpful, and sort of steering people towards resources. There are a lot of kind of explainer videos online on the U.S. Veteran Affairs website, for example. And in terms of treatment for PTSD, it can be pretty broad to pretty specific. And that involves, you know, the basics, good nutrition, regular physical activity, consistent sleep schedule, and more specifically, talking therapy with someone who's trained in one of the evidence-based therapies, so prolonged exposure, EMDR, or cognitive processing therapy. Often medications can help with symptoms of anxiety or depression and insomnia. And of course, we can't leave out the super important grounding and relaxation techniques like mindfulness meditation and breathing exercises.
As we wrap up here, and again, we got Dr. Rebecca Gomez with The Royal. Obviously, COVID-19 and the pandemic has had a massive impact on mental health and mental health issues. In particular, for those who are maybe suffering, Dr. Gomez, from PTSD or other, you know, mental health issues, what from your observation clinically has been the impact of the pandemic on those people?
So clinically, many, if not most, of my clients have endured a worsening of symptoms to some degree. Let's keep in mind that mental illness is relatively invisible, so it's hard to tell who's suffering and who isn't. And I think what we can do is we can all be a bit more mindful and compassionate towards others, and realizing that someone might be really struggling with their mental health on a given day. One veteran told me how he was yelled at in a public place for not wearing a mask, which was devastating for him because it took probably 2 hours for him to get the courage to go out. And he struggles with wearing a mask because of severe anxiety and panic attacks. So, I kind of think while we're being asked to wear a mask indoors and sanitize our hands and physically not necessarily socially distance ourselves, there are definitely no restrictions on being more patient, making eye contact and smiling at one another and using words to express thanks or wishing someone a nice day. So I think we have lots of opportunities to brighten someone's day, and it can be positively contagious. And we're gonna get through this and have a bright, there's a bright end to this pandemic. So
yeah, listen, that is well said. Dr. Rebecca Gomez, appreciate the time. The one thing that jumps out to me that you said here in this segment,
I
really like when you said that phrase, trauma is subjective.
Yeah.
I think that's really important because I think what's painful to me might not be painful to you and vice versa. And so as you go into things, remember that people perceive things in a different way. And the other thing is I love your football reference. Just dropping in Adrian Peterson's name in there. That was great.
Well, you know, I mean, you have to pay homage to the most rushing yards in a game.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to tie it in together somehow. We're all about how we can relate to things. And I know this is a sports crowd, so got to make it relevant.
There you go. You
doing your homework.
Yeah, you did your homework and did it with us. So appreciate this. And again, we appreciate all of the support that we've gotten from the Royals. So Dr. Rebecca Gomez, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us on The Drive.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. And again, thank you to our friends at the Royal, because this is something we're trying to make sure we make a priority during the pandemic.